What about, say, somebody who just always has a pleasant word for everybody? You say he seems to be in a good...
Jolly good fella. Pleasant disposition.
Have you ever heard people say, well, he sure seems to be in good humor?
Yeah.
Say if a boy left his best pencil out on his desk and when he got back it was gone.
Somebody swiped it. They never even put anything on, just swiped it.
Just wiped it. Or say if you wanted to write a friend of yours. Wanted to write a friend of yours, after you got through writing him, you might say, well, since I wrote him, I expect to get a...
Answer? I never do that. I never write.
Really?
I don't ever write a letter. My wife writes one once in a while. Friends, kin folks and stuff, she does back there all the writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, after she gets through writing the letter, she takes the envelope and
she addresses it and puts the return on it.
Say if you saw a boy who had learned something new, like how to whistle, and you wanted to find out where he learned that, you might ask him, well, who taught you? Have you ever heard of children who went around telling on other children?
Yeah, tattletales, yeah.
Is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Well, gossiping is talking about everybody in general. Tattling just on one person. That's usually the way it is.
Tattletale wasn't usually a very popular person, as
no,
I recall.
It wasn't.
What about, what do you call these things that children play with? You say he's got a lot of...
energy?
Well, you know, the things that they play with, say they got a lot of different...
Toys? Yeah.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Play pretty.
Play pretty.
You know, I've got spinning tops out there in the door that I've had ever since I can remember.
Is that right?
You ever spinning tops?
Yeah.
Sure still have. Got them out there.
Say if you gave your wife a bracelet for a gift and she was just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and...
Put it on? Never did do that either. Get the money. If you want anything like that, you'd buy it yourself.
Yeah.
I never did. I never was much even on buying presents of any kind.
Yeah. But say this expression, we were talking about, you said you had been thrown by a horse. Somebody might say, well, I've been thrown once, and I've been scared of horses
ever since. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, get thrown off once, you're going to crawl right back home. Don't you always be scared.
Yeah.
Be wishing you did.
Yeah. Well, what about somebody, say, a little boy who broke a window? You might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Purpose.
Or what would you call it if I accidentally took a knife and did that to myself?
Oh. That'd be something now. Stabbed himself, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or what a foolish thing to do.
What I think. Or say if... you had to get a real heavy weight up on the top of the house, you might take a block and tackle and
hoist it up.
Hoist it up.